feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
day 45. Babdada continues to hear and see the news of service abroad. As a result, news, zeal and enthusiasm for service is very good. It is just that you sometimes take the burden of service upon yourselves. Do not carry this burden. Give the burden to the Father. The burden is nothing for the Father. But by carrying the burden of service yourself, you become tired. You do very good service and do not become tired while doing service. At that time, your face is very good. It is worth taking a photograph of. But some of you, not all of you, after doing that service, have a tired face. Baba asks, why do you carry the burden? Is it that you like the carrying the burden, or is it that you have created that habit? Do not carry the burden. You feel it to be a burden when the Father is not with you. When you think, I did this, I am doing this, I am doing this, then that becomes a burden. If the Father is with you, it is His task. And He is enabling you to do it, then there will be no burden. You will remain light. You will begin to dance. When you dance very well. Look at the dancing of double foreigners. It is very good. They do not tire themselves. They dance like angels. When Indians dance, their feet become tired, even their hands become tired. Foreigners dance very lightly. So in the same way, consider service to be a dance. Consider it to be a game. Do not become tired. Babdada does not like this photo of getting tired. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 23rd February. 1997. In Hindu scriptures, God, especially Shiva, is called Nataraja, the grand master of dance. He is called Nataraja, the grand master of dance. He teaches dancing. and all those who would get lost in his love would start dancing. In fact, if life is a celebration, dancing is the manifestation of that celebration. The real method to live life is to dance, is to enjoy, is to float, is to jump, is to swim with life. How to jump, how to dance, how to swim, how to float, how to fly. Sometimes that becomes difficult because life presents so many challenges, difficulties, problems, miseries, sufferings, and amidst all those trials and tribulations, to remain dancing sometimes seems difficult. But you look at the nature. In the nature, everything is dancing. From dawn till dusk, the sun arises, it is as if dancing. The clouds, the sky, the mountain, even a rock is dancing, but the dance of the rock is a slow dance. You can't see it, but even a rock is dancing, is in the dancing stage. Mountain is also dancing. You may not see it, but mountain is also dancing. The birds are dancing, the clouds are dancing, the sky is dancing. The existence is dance itself. The divine dance, the celestial dance, the beautiful dance. Everything in nature, the ocean, the rivers, the streams, the waterfall. Everything is in that stage of eternal, internal bliss, ecstasy, rapture, joy. And they invoke us to join them, but we have no time. So everything that we see is in the stage of dance. Why they are dancing? Because they live in harmony with their internal nature. And the more we are in tune with our own original internal nature, the symphony, the music automatically arises. You don't have to do anything, you start dancing. But the society forbids us from dancing. It teaches us rules, regulations, etiquettes. That's why a religious mind is the rebellious mind. It becomes a rebel, a revolutionary. Society does not accept. Rather, society does not like those who are rebels. But only such a rebellious spirit reaches God. Meera, the Indian mystic, she danced through the length and breadth of this country. Why was she dancing? Did she take some dancing classes? No. Who taught her dancing? Was there some dance master who came and taught her? No. Did she love dancing? Probably not. Was dancing her habit or hobby? No. Was it just an entertainment for her? No. And yet she danced. Why? So she danced for the sake of source getting energy. It was the love that propelled her. It was the love that took birth in her heart. So it's when the heart is filled with love, and when the heart is overflowing with love, There echoes the unconscious dance. One is not aware of its own activity, and yet there is perfect awareness within. Sufis dance. Have you seen Sufi saints? They dance. They move, keep the hand like this and keep on whirling, moving and moving like this, as if rotating unendingly. They don't get tired. They dance and dance and dance and dance and dance, as if the entire universe is dancing with them. They move, they float, and yet they are aware. Then there are in West Bengal, there are bowl mystics. Bowl mystics. They have an instrument called ektara, and they take that and they dance. Then there are devotees, especially Krishna devotees. They dance on the street. They love dancing. They chant, they sing, they rejoice. Sankirtan. What they do in that? They dance. This dance produces a different energy in the body. So dance is not just a physical activity. It is something which is happening in the spirit. It is the love that has taken birth in the spirit, which is manifesting as dance. So Baba says, why are you so loaded? Unload yourself. Why are you so stressful? Service you love, but service itself has become the source of burden. It has no more remained a joy, a bliss, a game, a play, but burden. I have to do this, I have to do that. I have to do this, I have to do this. I am doing this, I am doing this. Forsake all this. Let go of this burden, this heaviness, and make your service a dance. Make your service a joy, a bliss, a game, a show. Life is a great orchestra. Play it. Sing it. Dance your way. And only those who are light can dance. Those who are heavy cannot dance. There was a man who was selling balloons near the seashore. He had many different types of balloons. Red color balloon, yellow color balloon, red color balloon. And whenever he would see that children are no more coming to him, what he used to do, he used to take one big helium balloon and let it float in the air. And then looking at that big balloon, then children would rush to him and purchase balloons from him. And once when he was doing this, a small kid came and started tucking at his jacket. And he saw, who is it? So he saw a small kid. So the kid asked a very curious question. The kid said, will this red balloon fly? He says, of course, why not? And then the kid asked, this black one also will fly? He says, of course, why not? And then the kid said, what about the yellow one? The yellow balloon will also float? And the balloon seller explained, my little boy, it's not the color of the balloon that makes it fly, but what is inside the balloon that makes it fly. It's not the outside surface, the color. It is what is inside the balloon that makes it fly. It is what is inside the consciousness. It is what is inside the spirit that makes it float above. It is not about what service you are doing. It's not about how much service you are doing. It's not about, I did this, I did that, and I had no time. It is not the nature of the service. It is not the time which you are giving to the service, but it is with what attitude, with what mindset, with what consciousness you are doing. Dance is all about gratefulness. You are grateful to the existence for whatever you have got. There is no complaint about anything. No complaints. Such a non-complaining spirit becomes the balloon, the spiritual balloon. Life has given so much. The existence is rich, and the spirit has become a thanking spirit. That spirit of gratitude has risen in the heart. And this gratitude makes you light. And that light makes you dance. And the service becomes a dance. One of the greatest dancers, Michael Jackson, has said somewhere something very spiritual. He introduced a new kind of dance in this world. A dance which people had never known before. A dance which had electrifying effect on the audience. And wherever he danced, the people, they started dancing with him. A new brand of dancing. If you see his life, he began dancing on the street when nobody is watching. And then suddenly people got attracted to him. So also Elvis Presley, this man. All these Indian singers and dancers, they got inspired only by these two people, Michael Jackson and Elvis Presley. So, Michael Jackson said somewhere, when I dance, a stage comes in my dancing where dance and I become one. Where dancing and I, he reaches that stage of soul consciousness as if, where body consciousness is dropped, where he is no more aware of who is dancing and what, as if the process of dancing and the dance and the dancer, the dancing, dance and dancer, the three become one. And he doesn't understand what is happening, he is whirling and whirling and whirling and whirling. Is dancing and dancing and dancing. Is not aware whether I am male or female. What movements, what activities, what actions are taking place. Because the spirit has risen from the level of body to something which is not body. So dance is the stage of soul consciousness. Baba teaches us Gyan dance. He also teaches us dance of yoga. Our yoga should also become a dance, not a tedious process where you are sitting like a statue, but it is the dance of love. That is the one of the biggest and the most beautiful definition of yoga. Yoga is the dance of love. Gyan is the dance of Srimat. Service is the dance of overflowing enthusiasm which is within us. Service is the dance of surrender. So whole Brahmin life is in fact unlimited dance. And if it is not, make it so. That's why people have invented such methods as Tai Chi and Qigong, where a person is dancing. It's a meditation. It's a meditation, slow motion meditation. So our actions, our seva, should also become an unlimited, uninterrupted, unpunctured meditation. Meditation is not about 1 hour sitting in the morning and 1 hour sitting in the evening. Meditation is 24 hours business. It's 24 hours uninterrupted joy. It's not that when you are sitting in front of a translite and talking with Baba that you are in meditation. It's akhanda. It's uninterrupted. Throughout, thorough. It's a stage of completeness. It's a stage of undisturbed integrated dance, joy, bliss. So what are things we need to do for this thing? Create that sense of gratitude. Create that love within. Let the heart be full of that divine love. Then automatically the dance rises. The divine dance. The dance of Gyan. The dance of Srimad. The dance of purity. The dance of Brahmacharya. The dance of celibacy. The dance of service. The dance of yoga. And then only we will become Master Nataraj. Because he is the grand master of dance, Nataraja. And we are the children of that grand master. So life itself will become a dance. The existence beckons us. Come, come ye all, come and dance. Om Shanti.
Shanti. Bab Dada continually hear and see the news of service abroad. As result, zeal and enthusiasm for service is very good. It is just that you sometimes take the burden of service upon yourselves. Do not carry this burden. Give the burden to the Father. This burden is nothing for the Father, but by carrying the burden of service yourself, you become tired. You do very good service and do not become tired when doing the service. At that time, your face is very good. It is worth taking a photograph of. But some of you, not all of you, after doing that service have a tired face. Baba asks, why do you carry the burden? Is it that you like carrying the burden, or is it that you have created that habit? Do you not carry the burden? You feel it to be a burden when the Father is not with you. When you think, I did this, I am doing this, I am doing this, then that becomes a burden. If the Father is with you, it is His task and He is enabling you to do it. Then there will be no burden. You will remain light. You will begin to dance. When you dance very well. Look at the dancing of the double foreigners. It is very good. They do not tire themselves. They dance like angels. When Indians dance, their feet become tired. Even their hands become tired. Foreigners dance very lightly. So in the same way, consider service to be a dance. Consider it to be a game. Do not become tired. Bab Dada does not like this photo of becoming tired. Avyakta Murli, 23rd February 1997. Om Shanti.